Well, you are about to hear four stories on the radio, which is one of the greatest ways to hear stories. You can imagine what the characters look like, what the setting is as you hear each story. You can imagine what the reader and author might look like and what they were considering as they presented and wrote each story. You're not going to have to imagine what their voices sound like because you're first going to meet each of them. And I'd like to ask you now, we're just going to go around from right to left and have you each please introduce yourself. Let us know how old you are, your grade, and where you go to school.
My name is Gray Forbes. I'm 11. I'm in fifth grade, and I go to Environmental Charter School.
And Gray, do you have any shout-outs or anybody that you would like to say hello to?
My mom and my dad and my brother and my sister.
What are their names?
Jasper's my brother, he's 9, and Starla is my sister, she's 7.
My name is Aubrey, and I am 9 years old. I am in third grade, and I go to Knock Primary School.
Any hellos to say, Aubrey?
My mom and my dad and my brother, Everett.
Nice to have you here. And next, we have got...
My name's Sutton. I'm 9. I'm in third grade, and I go to the Ellis School.
Any hellos that you would like to say?
My mom, my dad, and my 2 brothers.
What are their names?
Liam and Bennett.
My name is Ellie, and I am 8 years old. I'm in third grade, and I go to Ellis.
Any hellos to anybody?
Probably my mom and my dad.
Wonderful. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have 1 brother and 1 sister, but my sister isn't here.
What are their names?
My brother's name is Gabe, and my sister's name is Eliana.
Well, it is nice to have all of you here. Each of you is going to read a story, but before you do, who can tell me what flash fiction is? People hear flash fiction.
Flash fiction is a short story that has to have 500 words or less, and it's a creative piece that you can write anything about.
Is flash fiction hard to write? Anybody have any feelings about that? Go ahead, Ellie.
I think it's kind of hard to write because you have to have 500 words or more, which is, it's kind of hard to write because you make sentences by yourself without like any help. Like, of course, you can base it off from a story, but like, I like to do things like without basing it off from a story, so it's pretty hard for me, at least.
Aubrey, what do you think?
I think it's not, like, it's hard thinking of what you're going to write about, but once you start writing, it gets easier.
Now, Gray started by telling us what flash fiction is, and then you heard Ellie and Aubrey. We haven't heard from Sutton yet. What do you think?
I think it's kind of hard to, like, choose a topic, but once you get, like, the topic, you can kind of figure out your rest of the story.
That's a good observation. It must be hard to choose a topic. Did anybody choose a topic and then end up changing it? I just saw 4 hands go up and 4 nodding heads. I'm not surprised. I think that happens a lot. Well, I can't wait to hear the stories, and we decided that we're going to go from Gray to Aubrey to Sutton to Ellie. Gray, are you ready to share your story?
Yeah.
Okay. And whenever you're ready, you can give the name of it, and we'll all listen together, and we'll have a chance to give our feedback on the story after it's complete. So here is Cray with her story.
My story is called Recess Reader. Why is literacy so boring? Mr. Clay scowled and shook his brown locks. Layla, sit down and don't disrespect me or this class again. I know recess is your favorite subject, but I can take that away. Layla rolled her eyes, but sat quietly down on the carpet. She made sure to sit in the back because Mr. Clay never called on those people. Okay, class, let's turn to Charlotte's Web. Mr. Clay started. Where's Papa going with that axe? Mr. Clay stopped reading and looked around at the class. Do you notice anything strange about that sentence? Sasha's hand raised and her billions of bracelets jingled. Yes, Sasha? Sasha paused, then said, The sentence kind of sounds like a horror book. Will it be scary? Mr. Clay smiled, but what Sasha had said caught Layla's attention. Layla turned to the first page and started to read. Great question, Sasha. What do you think, class? Mr. Clay and the class mumbled on, but Layla was stuck in Charlotte's Web. It was about a pig, a spider, and a girl who live on a farm. They were all friends, and the girl could understand the animals. It was surprisingly interesting, and Layla couldn't stop reading. She didn't hear when Mr. Clay started talking about the lesson, nor did she notice when the class started to pack up for recess. One of her friends called, but Layla didn't even look up. Mr. Clay didn't notice Layla because he left too. One of the top things that Layla would never do is skip recess, especially for literacy. It was about 12:41 when Layla finally looked up from the book. She was surprised to see the classroom empty and walked over to the digital clock in the back corner. Layla hated reading clocks because she was so bad at it. She could only read digital ones. 12:30 was the recess time, so she had been reading for 11 minutes into recess. Layla didn't know what to do. Should she go outside and join her friends for recess, or stay in and keep reading? Layla decided to stay in, since it was drizzling out, and she was already inside. She walked back to her sitting space and contemplated on how she got left behind. When the class filed in through the doors from recess, Layla had just finished the last sentence. One of her friends came up to her and said, Where were you? I can't believe you skipped recess. You're coming tomorrow, right? Layla smiled and said, Sorry, I'll be reading tomorrow. With that, Layla went to the bookshelf and picked out a new book.
That was amazing and so well delivered, too. Any comments on the story you just heard? What did the three of you think? Go ahead.
I liked that, like, she wasn't into reading at all in the beginning, but she finally found that she, like, liked to read and stuff.
That's good. The character changed during the story, which is the mark of a good story. We're going right around the table here. That comment was from Aubrey. Let's go to you, Sutton, and then we'll go to Ellie.
I liked how she didn't, like, make up books, but she used actual books that people enjoy and are famous.
Yes, that helped make it very realistic, I think. Good observations.
I liked how mysterious it was when she just got left behind. I like mysterious parts, and, like, it's just funny she just got left behind.
I liked the digital clock. And the analog clock, and Layla getting fooled by the clocks. That was kind of neat. So we're ready to hear not Ellie's story next. We decided Aubrey would go next. Aubrey, do you feel ready?
Yeah.
Excellent. We're just going to turn things over to you, and you're all set.
Okay. My story is called A Strange Halloween. Oh my gosh, what happened? Why am I made of bones? I look in the mirror and I have a skeleton Halloween costume on. Wait, that's not a costume. It's me, and I'm a skeleton. I know my name is Logan, and I like pizza, baseball, and most importantly, Halloween. But a skeleton? This is ridiculous. I guess I don't have to worry about a Halloween costume this year. Hey, Mom, look at me. Scream! You are not going trick-or-treating like that. That's not fair, I said. I said I promised not to tell anyone what actually happened. Mom said she would let me go as long as I promised to not tell anyone. All my friends thought it was so cool. I went to bed thinking I would be normal in the morning. Uh-oh, I'm not a skeleton, but now I'm a candy bar. I guess I ate too much candy.
I really like the way that ended, and it was a surprise ending to me. I didn't think it was ready to end, and I also didn't think skeletons could eat. Any of you have any comments? Go ahead.
I really liked how spooky yours was, and how like it was connected to a holiday, and it was just really creepy.
It was. That's sudden commenting on the story Aubrey wrote. Ellie?
I like how they just like, in the morning, it's just a skeleton, and then the next morning, it's just a candy bar. Like, yeah. It's all related to Halloween, and I love Halloween, so I'm glad you related it to my favorite holiday.
Great.
I think it was really cool that the character was a skeleton, and then they became a candy bar. And also, it was cool that, it was perfect timing because it was Halloween, and the skeleton could be like the Halloween costume, so you wouldn't need a Halloween costume. That was really creative.
Excellent. Now we have our third story to share with you. And this one is from Sutton. And are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Here is Sutton's story.
My story is called Gator Problem. Once there was an alligator named Swampy. He lived in the sewers. Each day, Swampy would drink out of the pipes. But that was a problem because the humans drank from that pipe. The humans started to get sicker and sicker. Swampy had to stop drinking that water. Swampy did like the humans, but if he did not drink the water, he would get sick. One day, Swampy heard a noise, so he turned the corner and saw a beautiful alligator. She was crying in a corner, so Swampy went over. "Hi, I'm Swampy," Swampy said. "I'm Lily Pad. You can call me Lily," Lily said. "Why are you crying?" Swampy asked. "My friends are being mean," Lily said. "Do you want to be friends?" Swampy asked. "Sure," Lily said. "There's a special drinking pipe we can drink out of." It turns out this pipe led to the river and didn't hurt the humans. So finally, the humans were safe and Swampy and Lily were happy.
I really know why these stories are called flash fiction. They start, they have a great story, a great plot, and then they end really quickly. And I bet they're hard to make that short. Is it hard to stay under the word count that you're asked to stay under?
I have a strategy for making the flash fiction.
And what is that?
So I just have an idea, then I write it all out, and I don't care if it goes over 500 words. Then, once I'm done, I start cutting parts off that I don't really need until I get 500 or less. And, yeah.
That was great. That sounds like a great way to go about it. What about the three of you? Do you do it similarly, or do you have your own way of doing it? I see Ellie's hand up.
I kind of have my own way of doing it. I just start with an idea and then base a bunch of stories off of it and choose my favorite one and then turn it into like a whole thing.
Oh, so you look at different options and then pick the one you like the most. That's really cool. Any further things you'd like to add, either Aubrey or Sutton?
I do pretty much the same thing as Gray. I usually do, like, I usually write it over 500 words, and then I just take off parts that I don't like the so much, and I keep my favorite parts.
Hard to edit your own work sometimes. Sudden, what were you going to say?
I kind of do the same thing as Ellie. I just make a story, and then I don't care if it's over 500. And then I base stories off of that I know are under, and I choose my favorite one of those stories.
Excellent. Good to hear advice for writing these kinds of stories. Now, we're going to hear one more story from Ellie, but I didn't get a chance to ask you for feedback on the story Sutton just read called Gator Problems. What do you have to say?
I like the turn of events, like that it was either like the humans were going to die or the Swampy was going to die, but then there was like a solution to what happened.
Yeah, that was good. I liked the drinking pipe. I could really visualize that. Great.
Yeah, I could also visualize it. It was very descriptive. And like what Aubrey said, it was cool that it was either going to Swampy cared about the humans and he didn't want them to like get hurt, but he also didn't want to get hurt, so he had to like choose what to do.
Ellie?
I like how it's alligators. I feel like that's very creative, because if it wasn't alligators and it was humans, it'd kind of be a little more uncreative than it is now, and I like just the alligators.
Oh, very good comments. Thank you. And our last story for this morning is from Ellie. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it.
My story is called The Test. One day, there was a girl, but she got everything wrong. What, where, and when, she always said. Even for the easiest things, she said. I don't know. So this went on until one day they went on a field trip. Their strict STEM teacher went too. She made everyone do a test. But she said, if you don't get it right, you'll be in big trouble. As always, she got everything wrong. The STEM teacher took Hannah, which is the name of the girl, to the principal's office. But the principal said it was fine and that she was just learning, so that is how school works. Sometimes you get things wrong, and if you have a girl named Hannah in your class, ask her if she is in this story.
Hannah. I wonder if anybody knows somebody like Hannah, or ever feels like Hannah. Any comments on the story that you just heard from Ellie?
I think that it was really cool that this girl, like, she got tests all wrong, and then she had a huge test that if she didn't get right, she would get in trouble, which was, like, a challenge for her. But luckily, the principal was very nice and said it was okay.
That was great. And let's hear what Aubrey has to say.
I liked that she, like, got everything wrong, but, like, even though she did get everything wrong, it was still okay because the principal let her, like, learn because she just needed more experience to learn.
Ellie? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm asking Ellie. My notes were wrong. Sutton?
I like the lesson that we can learn from this. It's like, it's okay if you get everything wrong, but you should try hard, and then, like, you shouldn't get in that big of trouble if you get a lot of stuff wrong.
That's why I almost called you by the wrong name. I wanted to show what it's like to get things wrong. No. You all have such great insight into writing. First of all, did anybody else have anything they want to say about any of the stories, your own or anybody else's? Okay, I have a question for each of you. I don't think it's too hard of a question. You're all, how old are you, Gray?
11.
Okay, so Gray's 11. Aubrey and Sutton, you're each 9, I think. And Ellie, you're 8. What do you wish the world understood about kids that they don't understand? What do you wish that adults understood that they don't understand? Does that question make sense? Gray?
I think I wish adults understood that kids shouldn't do too. I mean, like, once they get older, they should have more responsibilities, but they have all these responsibilities in throughout their lives, so they should have some fun when they're young.
I feel like adults should understand more that, like, kids can be as smart as them too. Like, I feel like adults sometimes think that, like, they're so smart and, like, kids are not as smart as them, but I think some kids can be smarter than adults.
Thank you. Now we've heard from Gray and Aubrey. Here comes Sutton.
I feel like some adults can kind of understand that, but some, like, I feel like they should, like, understand, like, kids can write stories too, even if it's on, like, a limit. And some adults do understand that, and they, like, support that. But I feel like if we didn't have a limit, we could make a really good story.
Ellie?
I feel like some adults just do not understand how kids want to be outside, and they don't want to be stuck inside doing math homework and reading homework and a bunch of extra catch-up work.
You guys are all good observers, which must make you good writers, I think. Thank you for being here today, and thanks to your families for supporting you, too.